Utah writer Gina Wickwar.
This year marks the 100th anniversary of the Girl Scouts of the USA. I and my daughter were Girl Scouts, and every once in a while we reminisce about our days as Brownies and later as badge-earning Scouts. I became a Brownie when I was 8 and living in California, but almost immediately my father, an Air Force officer, was transferred to the Panama Canal Zone, so we left the West Coast for the tropics. There I quickly joined the Air Base's Brownie Troop and began my scouting career. What I loved most about being a Brownie, other than the camaraderie of my troop, was being able to wear my Brownie uniform to school once a month on the day of our after-school meeting held in a large rec room on the base. My mother washed and starched and ironed my little brown dress that I wore, along with my Brownie socks, Brownie belt, and my little Brownie beanie. The uniform meant we Brownies in class could salute the flag, right hand, middle three fingers, when we said the pledge rather than cover our hearts. That was immensely satisfying, and I know I felt especially important on those days. As Brownies, we mostly learned crafts. I still have about a half dozen faux leather lanyards made to secure my roller skate keys. Painted and drew, sang songs for around the campfire, learned to properly raise, lower, and fold Old Glory, and memorized the Girl Scout promise, law, motto, and slogan. When I became 10, I flew up, today called bridging, and became an intermediate Girl Scout. My uniform became distinctly more sophisticated. My brown dress and beanie gave way to a green dress, a green beret, and a green scarf, and I gained a sash for those highly anticipated badges. I also began to participate in some actual scouting activities. Because we were in Panama, there wasn't a lot of camping in the wild. Apparently, they hadn't invented badges for eluding boa constrictors, cougars, tarantulas, and wild pigs, more's the pity. So our camping experiences took place in a more civilized environment, large, low, screened buildings on the outskirts of either Panama City or Balboa, where we joined other Panamanian troops. We sang around the campfire, roasted marshmallows and s'mores, tramped along jungle paths, which had all been carefully cleared, to catalog the flora and the occasional large insect colony, rode horses, and performed various service projects, such as boxing canned goods to give to the poor. And we launched into the serious work of earning badges. By the time I left my troop in the Canal Zone to return to the U.S., my sash was already filling up with badges, all carefully sewn on by my grandmother. I arrived in Yuma, Arizona, proud to resume scouting, badge earning, and to begin junior high. My sophomore year, we transferred to Tampa, Florida, where I continued scouting, now as a senior 15-year-old scout. I earned badges in such subjects as tree identification, sewing, cooking, homemaking, which was how to iron and how to set the table, etc., citizenry, good grooming, etc., etc. And of course, there was the yearly Girl Scout cookie drive that I love. It was actually a great learning experience for a young woman to walk up to a house, ring the bell, and try to sell your wares. A cold call, as they say in sales lingo. But it gave us confidence and independence. My daughter, too, loved her years as a Girl Scout. Alas, she now has two boys, but my two sons have daughters, so our scouting tradition continues. My granddaughters are, like many of the young women I know here in Cache Valley, trying to do, quote, a good deed daily. Happy 100 years, Girl Scouts. This is Gina Wickwar.